When we last paid a visit to the baby Blandings turtles, it was early October. They'd just hatched from the nest of Turtle 2028 and were ready to be sent to classrooms to be raised by Massachusetts school kids for a year. And in deep winter, Living on Earth's Don Lyman took a trip to an elementary school doing just that a few miles outside Boston.
On a clear but cold February day, snow from a recent storm blanketed the outdoor basketball courts at the Carlisle School. But inside the tank where two young turtles lived, it was a balmy 80 degrees or so, and the classroom itself teemed with excitement. I found myself among perhaps the only people with more questions than journalists, fifth graders.
You guys have so much curiosity about turtles. This is amazing. Yes.
Chris DeNaro students grilled Emily Schuler, the director of programs and operations at Grassroots Wildlife Conservation, about everything from how many turtles are left in the world to potential hazards the littlest ones face.
Do people step on those turtles?
They might. Yeah, I'm sure. And right, a small turtle like this, it probably could get crushed by a person stepping on it.
The kids were in the midst of a year-long project to take care of two baby turtles, to give the hatchlings a head start in life so they'd have a much better chance of surviving to adulthood and boosting the threatened species numbers when they're released in the spring. One of those babies was from Turtle 2028, the mother we followed starting in July of 2016. By now, the kids were pros at feeding the turtles, giving them fresh water, and weighing them. But they still had lots to learn about some amazing things the hatchlings, which they'd named Tsunami and Squirtle, could do.
Okay, so today we're going to be learning all about your turtles and some really cool superpowers that your turtles have. Some things that turtles can do that humans can't do. Did you guys know that turtles have superpowers?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
During the harsh New England winters, those superpowers are essential for survival. Tsunami and Squirtle had it easy in their warm and artificially sunny tank, but the kids who cared for them always had to bundle up during recess. We humans have to keep our bodies near a toasty 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. If a human's body temperature drops below that by even a few degrees, we can quickly succumb to hypothermia. But Blandings turtles can chill to just above freezing.
Can a turtle's body, is it okay for a turtle, for its body to be 33 degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's the really cool thing. It's like kind of a superpower of reptiles and turtles that they can have their bodies so cold, right? They can drop their body temperature like that and still be fine.
In order to be okay with such a low body temperature, Blandings turtles have to slow down, way down.
They've measured turtles that are this cold, and their heart was beating only one time every 10 minutes.
Whoa!
Whoa!
It sounds incredible, but that's normal for turtles in winter, part of a nifty adaptation that allows them to slow their metabolism way down. And when that happens, they need a lot less oxygen. They still need some and can absorb small amounts through their skin. And they have another trick up their shell.
So turtles have the ability to hold their breath for a really, really, really long time.
Like for months.
Scientists have even done studies where they've purposely put turtles in water where they've bubbled out all the oxygen. Those turtles stayed under the water, super chilled, for 5 months. So those turtles were holding their breath for 5 months. Is that a cool superpower or what?
That's cool.
But a metabolism that's barely detectable is not so great for growing up big and strong.
So your Blandings turtle cousins that are outside, right? Tsunami's cousins that are not lucky enough to be in classrooms today are outside. Maybe right in the swamps of Great Meadows, under the ice right now. And they are gonna be surviving over the winter. It's pretty cool stuff that they can do that. But those cousins that are out in the winter right now, are they gonna be growing like Tsunami is?
No.
No. So even if they were the same age as Tsunami, come April or May, right, when it starts getting warmer, and they come out, what's the size difference going to be between Tsunami and their cousins that are outside?
The answer? Around 7 or 8 times the weight. That's the main reason why the Head Start program is proving so valuable for boosting Blanding's turtle population numbers. In just 8 months, the kids make the baby turtles look like four-year-olds, so they're less attractive to predators like raccoons, herons, and bullfrogs, and much more likely to make it out in the wild.
That's Living on Earth's Don Lyman at the Carlisle School outside Boston, checking in on the fifth graders and Tsunami and Squirtle, the two tiny Blanding's turtles they're raising in their classroom to give them a leg up in life.